Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning at Peace. I want to first just start off by saying thank you to everyone that filled in my absence while I was away on vacation for a week. We all made it. We weren't sick. We all made it back safe and we had a great time. So it was just fantastic. I will say this though, as we start off the service, I do feel a little off. So this morning, Michigan is Eastern Standard Time. I got up this morning about 4 a.m. and Alicia had to get up because I was up at 4 a.m. And my stomach is growling right now. I'm ready for lunch. No, let's not get carried away here. But we also want to think about the woman at the well in John chapter 4. We're going to hear it in our gospel text this morning. She was really feeling off. She had to go to the well at noon. Everyone else went later in the evening. Things weren't going so well for this woman at the well, but Jesus sets her right, and she realizes the living waters that come from Jesus Christ. So today's an encouragement for me feeling off, and it's an encouragement for all of us whenever those moments that we feel off. Jesus comes to us, and he gives us his living waters. He satisfies our deepest desires. So that's just to set us off for our worship here this morning. I actually don't have too many announcements to share. The first and really the only one that I'm going to share with you is that this week, keep in your prayers, and we'll have it in our prayers of the church this morning. Peace's volunteers, we have members here at Peace that are going to serve the homeless shelter on Wednesday night. So that's excellent. Thank you for those that are volunteering to do that. And then also this afternoon, Philomath Community Services is having their volunteer thank you in our fellowship hall. We'll also say a prayer for them as well. So prayers for our community. And then finally, at the conclusion of our service, Mike Rinkin, Pastor Mike Rinkin, from Compassionate Ministries, is going to come forward and share about their ministry and also ways that we can partner with them on issues like mental health. Mike and Compassion Ministries, they are going to hold a seminar at Peace, if you saw the newsletter, a seminar at Peace on February 10th in a couple of weeks. So he'll share some more about that when he comes forward at the conclusion of our service. Other announcements to share this morning, Peggy.
This isn't in the bulletin, but I want to remind all ladies that Gil is this Thursday at 1 o'clock, and every lady is invited to come.
Thank you, Peggy.
And go bring me the soup. And bread and cookie sign up is almost full. It's out in the kitchen on the counter. So if you haven't been able to sign up yet, there's a few spots left. And also, with putting a new library out here, we're trying to clean out the sacristy and get rid of things in there that maybe have been put in there and just left. And so if you think, oh, I've got something in there that's important or something in the old kitchen that's important, I guess I almost tossed out some important things that belong to Oscar, but they were rescued, or that belong to Bob. They belong to Bob. Anyway, but we're trying to go through those rooms and get some of the things out of them that are unneeded. And so if you think you might have something in the old kitchen or the sacristy that you put in there that you want back, please check. Otherwise, things will be put kind of by the door of the fellowship hall for a while. And then once all that debris is gone, I'll be a happy girl.
Very good. Oscar, you got an announcement?
Okay, I'm sorry to take so. I have good news and good news. The good news is the hearing assisted system is working, I think, fairly well. We're still kind of working our way into it. The other good news is, though, I'm looking for somebody that would take on that responsibility of, you know, working with the people, making sure that the batteries are continually charged, and when people come in maybe a little bit late, that they have that equipment with them, and or if somebody's asking, said, I would surely like to try the system. I'm just not cloned, and I can't do things at once. I really need some help on this one. So come and see me. I don't have anybody in mind. It's just a matter if you're comfortable and willing to take it on. I'm in the learning process, but it's really pretty basic to use it. By the way, now those that have been using it, I have one clips over the ear, and people are having trouble apparently keeping it on. It's the most popular one out there as far as the hearing assist system, but we do have kind of the earmuffs type that goes over, and that's available also. The other thing I wanted to say, and Pastor alluded to it, that this Wednesday evening we have the responsibility for the men's shelter, and then on Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. We have a brief breakfast. Right now I've got the four positions covered. I need somebody to kind of be there to, I got the food lined out, but somebody that would be willing to be behind the table, so to speak, to take care of the food. And also then as somebody that gets up at 5:30 in the morning to be down there at 6:30 to serve maybe some hot cereal or oranges and these kinds of things. Come and see me. It really won't take long. The people are really nice down there. And as I've mentioned before, once the ladies march in, they really are pretty more like gentlemen. So I'm looking for a couple of ladies also. Thanks.
I think that does it for announcements. We do have a flower chart in the hallway that just went up, so if you want to sign up for your date, do make sure to do that today or in the week ahead.